The Kid Laroi without you, 7:07 hit breakfast with Gawndy and Matt.
Dr. Sam, calling Dr. Sam, Dr. Sam, wake up now.
Joining us for our vaccine discussion this morning is Dr. Sam. It's really hard to introduce you seriously when we play that song. Hi, Dr. Sam.
Good morning.
Bit of fun from Aqua.
Bit of fun.
Bringing it back.
Hey, Dr. Sam, there is a hold up with our vaccine rollout program. Can you tell us what is going on?
Look, I think there are lots of factors, but to me, the major one is the fact that we are trying to spread this vaccine from Cape York all the way down to the bottom of Tassie, from Broome across to Port Macquarie, and everybody evenly in the middle. So, and then when you've got some supply issues that were unpredictable for the government, where we didn't get as much into the country as we expected at this stage, that means that rolling it out has been a little bit more challenging. But because we're in such a great situation in Australia, it's also meant that the government, and I'm talking federal and state, have been able to do this very carefully and cautiously and deliver it to people in a mechanism that enables us to take our time rather than rushing and then potentially making mistakes.
Yeah, I think so it's great here, Sam. It's great in Australia, but I think people are pretty hungry to sort of, if they can at some point, do a bit of travel overseas. And every time you hear of a delay for whatever reason, that the year gets pushed back another year, you know? Like, it's not going to get back to normal till 2024. So there's those hiccups as well.
Yeah, I don't think that the current roll-up challenges at the moment are going to significantly change our travel dates down the track.
Okay.
Whether we get it out in a couple of weeks or a couple of months, I don't think that's going to change much, because there's still going to be a large proportion of Aussies that can't get vaccinated, with our kids and our younger adults for a while.
Right.
So can I ask, from what I've seen with the AstraZeneca jab, there's been some adverse effects, which happens with vaccinations, that have been reported. And it feels now that people are freaking out going, I don't want to get the jab because it's going to clot my blood.
Yeah, look, so there's a side effect that's become apparent in recent times that is occurring in the rate of around 1 in 250,000. Now, you need to vaccinate millions of doses, millions of people, to be able to identify something that's that rare.
Sure.
So of course, it's taken a while for this to pop up. And we're still developing an understanding of why it's occurring. We know that people are getting clots in strange places in their brains, but also other parts of the body, and their platelets are dropping down. There's something about the virus that's making those platelets very sticky, and platelets are part of the normal clotting system.
That's enough for me to not want to get it, if I'm honest. Like, if I hear that, I think, am I taking that risk right now? Not that I'm in line for the vaccine anytime soon, but...
Yeah, you're just way down the bottom of the list.
Yeah,
mate.
And that's fine. And I'm happy. I said this from the get-go.
Happy to wait.
Happy to wait for now, Sam. Happy to wait a little bit longer.
Well, I think we've got to look at the stats and the risks, and each patient making informed consent decisions with their doctor. The rate of clotting and the rate of complications is significantly higher if you actually get the COVID illness itself, and regardless of your age. And another example that people are throwing out there is young women that are on the pill. There's around a 1 in 10,000 chance of getting clots from the pill. Now, it's a different mechanism, but it's still the same outcome. So it's about making informed decisions around risk, and we are still very comfortable that the risk is higher than getting COVID. However,
have you just had the vaccine now? Because your phone line
went a bit... line's just gone funny.
It just went a bit strange on us. You still there, Sam?
Yes, I'm still here.
Ah, beautiful. There you go.
Hey, one final quick question, Sam, because we're heading into winter, which usually means that it's flu season. What does that look like in 2021? High numbers, low numbers?
At the moment, I think we're going to be predicting low numbers. But having said that, we don't want the double whammy of influenza and COVID. So I still want everybody out there going and getting their flu shots. Incredibly important.
There you go.
Okay, go get that. Have you been vaccinated, Sam? Last time we spoke to you, you were in line or something. Have you had that yet?
Well, because I'm part of 1B, I'm definitely on the list, but we are prioritising our elderly population, those at highest risk. So I'll be very soon.
Very soon.
Okay, so no
still
news.
Waiting.
No news has stopped you from wanting to get it when the time comes for you.
No, that's right.
Okay. Great. All right, standing by. Dr. Sam, thanks for being on the air, man.
Thanks, mate. Have a great day.
Cheers, team.
Cheers, mate.